So what kind of movement is it going to take on and beat back this juggernaut of war and repression that's been unleashed on the people of the world?
Well, I think we've been talking about elements of that, and you've been talking about some of your experience in building that movement. It's got to be one that unites, as we've tried, discussed somewhat already. It's got to be a movement that unites people as broadly as possible and brings forward all the many people who are even just questioning or have concerns now, and brings them forward to active opposition. And it has to be one that gives, that makes room for and gives rise to many diverse forms of struggle and mobilization and opposition to this juggernaut around many different aspects of it. Obviously the war, but also the attack within the U.S. on immigrants, and the profiling of people from Arab and Islamic countries, and the attacks on people's rights within the U.S., the heightening repression. It has to include all those fronts, and it has to unite people, of a broad diversity around, in opposition to all this and to the various fronts of it. And it has to include unity among its ranks about, what are the key things to be taking it up at any given time, and how to mobilize people around them. But it also has to have a very clear basis of unity that draws the lines correctly so that the greatest number of people can be potentially mobilized. Not so that it appeals to the greatest number right now, but so that it provides the basis to mobilize and win over and activate the broadest number of people to, as I was just speaking, to actually direct their spearhead of struggle against the U.S. government and what it's in its whole, the U.S. imperialist, or however people perceive of it and call it, but the U.S. government and its whole warfare, open-ended warfare, and its whole juggernaut of war and repression. We have to draw the lines politically and establish the base of unity politically so that it clearly, the spearhead of the struggle, if you want to put it that way, is directed in that way, and not confuse or muddle with, secondary questions, or putting other forces on a par with the U.S. government when, as I've just spoken to, it is the U.S. government that far and away is the major force of oppression and fortifying exploitation and the imperialist domination in the world. We have to be able to draw those lines clearly, and then we have to go out to unite people as broadly as possible, around those basic points of unity and that clear demarcation of whom our struggle has to be directed against. And this movement will contain many diverse streams, many different kind of activities, many opinions and points of view about many questions, including the ultimate solution to all this, as well as obviously, healthy contention and struggle and debate, and engagement and dialogue about, all these questions, and also about how to build this movement most effectively and how to, deal with different questions that arise in the course of building this movement. But it's got to be a vibrant movement that has this potential to unite people very broadly and call forth people at the same time as it has a clear-cut stand. And particularly this is important for people in the U.S. The September 11th, actions, second September 11 attacks on the World Trade Center were not done in the name of the American people. What the U.S. government has done in response is being done in the name of the American people. So that emphasizes all the more where the people in the U.S. have to direct their energy and their struggle in terms of who has to be the target politically of that struggle, where that, as I said, the spearhead of that struggle has to be directed against, along with the fact that the U.S. government is in reality the major perpetrator of oppression and, of devastation and destruction of the environment and of people throughout the world.
Okay.